suppose I should be flattered, right? The First Order finally manages to capture an officer of the New Republic, and they send their new fake Dark Lord to interrogate me. Commander Kylo Ren, to what do I owe the pleasure? I'd shake your hand, except as you can see, I'm kind of strapped to this table here, and there's also that small issue that if I had my hands free, I'd rather have them wrapped around a blaster and aimed at that shiny bucket helmet of yours. A map? Wow, are your nav computers so antiquated that you need directions? This place looked kind of snazzy. I really thought you guys could do better. Well, considering the Resistance did kind of chase you all out to the coldest reaches of the Outer Rim, I can't be too surprised you've... Well, considering the Resistance chased you all out to the coldest reaches of the Outer Rim, I can't be too surprised you've gotten all turned to... Infamous force choke, huh? You Sith are ruthless, I'll give you that, but no creativity. Makes you all so predictable. Suppose all that strength through passion stuff, you all seem to be so proud of Cloud's your ability to actually think. That's right. Don't think I didn't see you freeze. I'll let you in on a little secret if you'll come a little closer, Ren. With the fall of the Empire, the New Republic was able to secure a lot of interesting information on Sith beliefs and powers. Gave Master Skywalker and General Organa a lot of help in developing counteragents. Your usual interrogation techniques won't work on me. So you can go ahead. You can choke me. You can probe my mind if you want. The New Republic will not be intimidated by some dregs of the Empire parading themselves as a threat. So, while you could just kill me too, that wouldn't be of much use to you, would it? But there is also the fact that nothing you can do to me the Resistance didn't harden me against. I was trained by the best to withstand even the harshest means at your disposal. I'm not afraid to die for the Resistance, Kylo. Can you claim the same for your pathetic First Order? It's actually rather sad. You know, I'm feeling a little generous today. I'll let you in on another little secret. But this is the last one you're gonna get out of me, so you'd better listen closely. I've been with the Resistance ever since I was old enough to lift a blaster. My father was a trooper at the Battle of Endor. Ever heard of it? My memory is a little bit hazy, but was that the time we killed your supposedly invincible Dark Lords? Honestly, when you've blown up as many Imperial weapons and stations as we have, they all tend to blend together. Sorry. Too soon? I figured you'd all be used to us blowing up your super weapons. Fine. The point is, I've been with the Resistance for a very long time. Served under both General Organa and General Solo. God, how they used to go on and on about how proud they were of their son. The first of the new Jedi, they used to say. They'd cheer to anyone who would listen. Or, at least they did. Tell me, Ben, how did it feel to betray your family that night? Did you... You other gloved fingers on my neck. I guess I struck a nerve. You're resorting to more barbaric tactics. Resorting to more barbaric tactics, I suppose. Well, it's not gonna work. I'll never tell you anything. I'm not scared of someone who wears a bucket on their head. I didn't think you'd take it off. I guess the way General Organa would dote about you, I imagine you'd be younger. That stern look on your face, it really does suit you. Dark and foreboding, and capable of doing unspeakable things to me without hesitation. Still, you think that grim look on your face is enough to intimidate me? I'm telling you, I don't know what you haven't picked up from this, but you have another thing coming. Why are you giving me that look? You've got to be joking. You have me strapped to a table, probably in some dark prison station somewhere, and you tried to choke the life out of me several times by squeezing my windpipe. Yeah, it definitely sounds like fun. I was being sarcastic. It's just the grip was tight on my neck. Of course I'm going to get flushed and red. The lack of oxygen tends to do that. Yeah, that's it. I'm just hot from the pressure, the tight, forceful constriction. Actually, you know, you might be better off just sending me to my cell. Don't you have better things to be doing than trying to get information out of me? What do I know? And isn't there some oversized window you need to brood in front of? I'd be absolutely worthless as a source. What? What do you mean you still have ways of making me talk? Even if I did know something, there's no way in hell I'd ever tell you. There's not a single Sith interrogation technique that I wasn't trained against. Clearly the choking's not helping. Alternate methods? You're bluffing. I doubt some wannabe Sith Lord trying to live up to Darth Vader could ever... You ripped my shirt. What? You think you can shame me into betraying the Resistance? Me? Aroused? There's no way I'd find any of this arousing. It's cold. The durasteel is cold. My body is sensitive to it. That's all. Yes, I'm certain that's it. What are you? Out of my head. I can feel you in there probing and gnawing at the edges of my mind, trying to get in, and it's not going to work. Stop. I don't want this, you asshole. I don't want you inside of me. Whatever you saw in there, whatever you think you saw in there, it's not going to work. It's not going to work. I'm not about to trade away the Resistance, the New Republic, everything I believe in for some misplaced sexual attraction. Stop looking at me like that. I already told you nothing is gonna... The power of the universe at your fingertips and you use it to rip the rest of my clothes off? What on earth are you planning to do to me, you monster? This is wrong, even by the First Order standards. Now where are you going? Really? You're resorting to torture now? Don't give me that confused look. That's clearly a torture device you just picked up. What is it? Some sort of new laser whip? Well then, does it, do more than just vibrate? What are you planning on? You monster. Is this your idea of a sick joke? Trying to wear me down by shoving a vibrator into my pussy? Well, it's not gonna work. I'm not just some cheap whore that'll easily give in just because you're making me feel really, really fucking good. No. Even if I did know where the map to Master Skywalker was, I'd never tell you. No matter how good this feels, the toy is stretching me in the... Vibration is making every nerve of my body light. Get out of my head, please. I can feel you propping and poking in there again and whispering and crawling at me to give in. No. Please stop. I can't think straight anymore. Hearing you in my head. Sticking off of this toy in my gun. No more. It's like waves are crashing over me and I really can't take much more. God, please. No. I don't want to come. You bastard. I'm close. I can't come like this. Why'd you pull it away? I was so close. Good. No, good. I'm glad to see you're finally listening to me. Look, I don't know what game you're playing, but it's not gonna work. So if you could just let me go, or bring me to my cell, anything would be better than strapped to the table with that inside me, staring at your cold, dominating crown. What are you doing? Stop. Don't come any closer. The hands off of me. Your warm, leather-clad hands that are trailing up my stomach and over my heaving breasts, stopping just below my collarbone. I can't do a thing. Right there, inches away from my you could reach up and start choking me right now. I'm just here at your mercy. Yours to do with whatever you want. Horrible. Don't, I... What are you doing? Stop teasing me. Just do what you're gonna do or let me go. That doesn't mean I want you to play with me. I'm just tired of you trying this out. Wait, I said don't. Stop. No. What? You sith bastard. I don't want this. This vibrator's driving me crazy, and this isn't fair. In my head, and it's wearing me down, and the electricity in my gut, and you in my ear, and I'm gonna crack. No, I have to resist. I have to hold out. I'm gonna slide him. I'm not. Every inch of my body feels like it's on fire, and my heart is racing, and I can't think anymore. Please, it's too much. I'm gonna break. It feels really good. It feels really fucking good. God, I guess I really am a slut. Maybe you're right. If being a whore for the first order leads to pleasure, this fucking good. Maybe it's not so bad. Is this what you wanted, Kylo? To see me broken and my body covered in sweat and my breasts heaving and my eyes glazed over with lust and my tongue about to hang out. You did it. You really did it. You broke me. And you got what you wanted and I don't even care anymore. I'm no rebel. I'm not a spy. I'm a traitor to the New Republic and an enemy of the First Order. And all I am is just a needy little slut who needs to be used. Your toy to play with. Now, please, show me some of that infamous self-passion and break me, please, please, please. Fuck. No, please turn the vibrator back on. I need it. Kylo, I need you. I need to come and I'll do anything. Just please, fuck me or choke me or use me. I really need it all, please. I'll tell you anything you want. I already told you that I don't care anymore. The map, this Skywalker, it's Jakku. It's on Jakku. I look for an old man and he has half of the map. That's all I know, I swear. Just please turn the vibrator back on. I gave you what you wanted and I'm really, really close. And thank you. No. Thank you. God, please choke me. No, with the force, please, with your hand. Please. You can wrap your leather-clad fingers around my delicate little neck and take all your anger against the resistance out on your traitorous little fuck to it. I'm gonna come. I'm being broken and choked by a Sith, and I'm loving it. It feels really good. Kylo. Oh.
I feel so used. So broken. You took what you wanted from me. I guess you're off to get that piece of the map. Have fun. I promise that's where it is. You brought out a part of me that I thought was long buried. But I guess at the end of the day, I really am just a little whore. You made me realize that, so thank you. I'm so thoroughly and completely yours now. Come see me again if you ever feel like interrogating me. I'm sure you'll have other ways of making me talk.